Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you should become a Friends with Benefits member so you get all of our shows all week long. Your emails go right to the top. We answer your sex questions, and we love you. We love all of our listeners. So thanks for listening to the show. Today's show, we're going to talk about how to approach the opposite sex and flirting tips. Plus, we'll have sex in the news, and we're answering your emails. And I'm here with the White Menace.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. It's so good to see you. We
you
had a little
too.
Break last week.
No. Now I miss you. Dearly.
I miss you too, dearly.
I saw you like called me once, but I didn't
I
call
did
you back.
Call you
I
because
so
I was
busy.
Having like a total
meltdown?
No. No, I was not having a meltdown. I was having an inspirational thought and I wanted to share it with you, but now I can't remember what it was.
Must have been important.
Thanks for calling me back though.
You're welcome.
I thought that that's the way to leave you a message because you don't listen to your messages, just a call, missed call, and you'd call me back.
Yeah, but I thought it would be like something, I don't know, you wanted me to fix your VCR or some crap. And I was like already in bed drinking Moet, so I was fine.
Well, no, it was something really positive, but I don't remember
Thank
what
you.
It was anymore, so thanks for not calling me back.
Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. I mean, yes,
how was your weekend,
My weekend was awesome. I went to St. Patrick's Day, it was Saturday, and I went to a friend has a winery down in Redwood City, of all places.
That's where I was born.
Really? In Redwood City? You should come next time. It's called La Honda Winery, and it's kind of a random location for a winery, but it's really good wine, and so we drank all day, a bunch of my friends.
Yeah, I grew up in Redwood City until I was 13 years old.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
I'm trying to figure out what area would even have a winery over there.
It's apparently not the nice area.
Yeah.
It's not the nicest area. And someone's calling me from – okay. So then we drank all day, and then my friend had us over for steak to continue the drinking. Mm-hmm. We had steaks, and we had really good salad and more wine from the winery.
That's
so it was
cool.
An all-day – I guess St. Patrick's Day, but it was not green wine or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was all-day extravaganza, and then Sunday I worked a little bit and recovered and went to the gym, and that was it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good times.
It's really good times.
Yeah. What about you?
I had like a Ferris Bueller like weekend. That's what people were describing it because I was like oversharing you more than usual on my social networks.
Right.
And this is what I did. In the weekend, I met one of my favorite singers, Christina Perri.
Okay.
I went to Facebook. I traveled all around the Bay Area to multiple cities, met up with the Girl Scouts because I promised Girl Scouts I would go buy them cookies and they live like an hour away.
Right.
Did that. I went to the Walt Disney Museum. I went around the Presidio. I went to Industrial Light and Magic. I went to a secret Yeah Yeah Yeahs show.
Oh my God, I'm exhausted listening.
Fort Mason.
Yeah.
And then to end of the night, it was a really awesome memorial for one of my friends. They had a memorial for her at the Fillmore.
Like amazing.
The Fillmore is like a legendary venue here.
Right.
Like shut down for her. And like they had all these great speakers talking about all the times I had with her and stuff. And check this out. She was like the biggest Lenny Kravitz fan.
Okay.
The biggest, right? Night before the memorial, Lenny Kravitz was doing a show in Australia. Since, you know, I work in radio, we know a lot of people, made some calls, not me, but made some calls, and he dedicated a song to her they had on tape, and they played it at the memorial.
No way.
It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So
yeah.
Who were you bopping around with? Any girls?
Yeah, I was hanging out with some ladies.
One ladies, plural, or one lady?
Some ladies around the weekend. It was a good time.
Yeah?
Yes, I did have sex.
You had sexual relations?
In a shower.
In the shower?
Yeah.
At your
house?
My
favorite place. It's like my favorite place.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was that the only place you had sex this weekend, or did you have sex
in the shower? Yeah, just the only.
In the shower? Oh, because you have a roommate? Is that why?
No.
You were just hot in the shower.
Yeah, just, you know.
She didn't faint like the last girl you had showered with. That's good. That'd be weird.
How about you? What about you in sexual relations?
Yeah, I had sex.
You did?
Yeah, with this guy I've been dating, and it was good because I hadn't seen him in a while because I was really busy last week. And so it was fun, but he's going out of town for a week.
Uh-oh, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. Well, you find someone else to sleep with.
No, you got a Toys R Us of sex toys at your house.
So exactly. I'm like, I'll be just fine. I've actually spent a lot of time organizing my sex toys and dedicating a drawer to it instead of my nightstand, which was overflowing. So now I've got a drawer of them all laid out. When I get obsessed at home and I organize my sex toys and make sure they're all charged and ready to go.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good week for me. And if you are interested in buying any sex toys, today's show is brought to you by Adam and Eve. Use coupon code Emily for 50% off most items, free shipping, a free mystery gift, and the Kim Kardashian sex DVD. AdamandEve.com, coupon code Emily, and go buy some sex toys ASAP. They'll change your life.
It's cool.
It is cool.
So
I had sex, but it wasn't like, I mean, it was good sex, yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing like to write home about right now.
I've decided also that I went to another bar on Saturday too. I have decided that I don't want to go out on any holidays in San Francisco anymore.
Because St. Patrick's Day, right.
Yeah, it is just like a bro fest.
I know.
Of just drunk, crazy people.
I hate it. That's why the winery was nice, because it wasn't crazy. But I hate St. Patrick's Day parties with green beer. Like, shoot me in the head.
People are just insane. Like, I saw people throwing water balloons at cars and... Like, these people going crazy.
I know, it's like that.
I saw my friend on Facebook. I don't know what the hell happened to him, but he cut his leg open, and it was, like, almost down to the bone.
Oh, my God, because he was drinking so much.
Yeah, drinking green beer. Yeah.
Ugh, gross. Don't drink green beer.
But there was, like, random people, like, hooking up and making out that I saw and stuff
like
that. Really?
Where were you? What part of town?
I was in downtown San Francisco.
Okay, yeah, downtown. Yeah. That's where it all happens. I used to when I first moved here, I used to go to those parties downtown.
I really didn't want to.
And I didn't have fun.
Yeah.
Then, and I'm not having fun now, so I totally miss all those parties. And I don't miss them. I missed them while they were happening, and I feel good about that.
I really didn't want to go out, but I've been trying to keep a lot more promises on if I say I'm going to go somewhere.
Social promises, that's good.
Yeah, because I actually in the past like 2 years, I think I've gotten really bad at it where I say I'll go somewhere and then last minute I just won't go. And I hate flakes. Hate them.
Right.
So if I'm not going to go, I'm just not going to go. And I've found it also to be like a big argument too. Like I have friends at Red Bull and they throw events like all the time. But it's like in the middle of the week and I get up super early.
Right.
Super early.
It's hard for you.
And they
Doesn't
go, hey.
Your friends understand that?
Yeah. And it's just like amazing parties. Like I'm sure anybody would want to go to like open bar, all this crazy stuff, right? But it's a Thursday night. I can't
go. You
got
to get up early. Right.
I can't go.
Except for when I have parties in my house.
Yeah.
But I get it. No, I get it. You can't go. So just tell them you can't go.
Yeah. And then people get upset. But
life of the party.
Yeah. But at least now I say,
no,
I'm just not going to go.
Right.
Instead of, oh, yeah, I'll be there, I'll be there. And
you
got
to learn to say no.
Yeah.
Learning to say no is really hard because it's so much easier to say yes. And that's something that you have to learn in life. Like, I feel like I used to be that flake, too, that would say yes to everything. And now I just say no.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can always say yes later. But I just assume no because I get invited to a lot of things, too. And I can't do them all. I can't be everywhere. And mostly I just want to work because work is so fun because I get to talk about sex for a living. So here's our new poll. Here's the poll that we just had. And this is the results. And then we got a new poll. What's the first thing you notice about a person? Okay, 5% said stomach, 10% said mouth, 16% said butt, 20% said chest, and 49% said eyes. Eyes are the window to the soul.
Mm-mm.
So that's the first thing you notice about someone
about?
Is their eyes.
What about you?
I notice their...
What?
I guess their eyes, too.
Their
or
eyes?
Maybe their butt if they turn around. No. Or mouth. That's their whole face. Like, I'm so attracted to the face.
I kind of look at the mouth, teeth area.
Right.
Usually.
Make sure they're clean and stuff.
Make sure it's all good.
Make sure they've been to the dentist lately.
It's legit.
It's a legit mouth. We got a new poll. What's your best flirting technique? A, eye contact. B, playful teasing. C, smiling. D, using my body language.
What do you think yours is?
Mine is eye contact, I think, and playful teasing. I would say I playfully tease.
I playfully tease.
That's how I flirt. We're going to talk about some good flirting techniques and how to approach the opposite sex.
What techniques?
Flirting.
Oh, I thought you said floating.
Flirting or floating, but flirting techniques on today's show.
You should be a master of that. You flirt with everybody.
I do. I'm kind of a natural flirt. I have to admit that is in my bones.
It must be so annoying to somebody that you're with.
Yeah. The people I date are like, well, you just flirting. I don't even realize that I'm doing it, but I know that I'm a natural flirt. And I think I've gotten better at it, but I think I primarily like from the womb, I'm a flirt. What am I going to do about it? You know? Okay. We got some sex in the news for you.
All right.
Okay. Dutch priest launches sex shop for Christians. This is the second news story we've had about sex stuff for Christians. Congratulations, Dutch churchgoers. Thanks to former pastor and current sex therapist Mark Angenent, you can now shop online for your sex toys without having to look at pornographic images or read dirty, heathenish words. Hoping to make sexual pleasure a sanctioned topic in the Christian community, he created a site, The Love Garden, to focus only on sex without the smut. This isn't the first Christian sex toy site. There's several. There's My Beloved's Garden, Covenant Spice, and Christian Nymphos. Those sound pretty sexy to me.
Christian Nymphos. Nymphos. I know some Christian Nymphos.
Yeah, so if you're feeling like you want to buy some sex toys and it's against your religion, you should feel good about this place. Okay, Kony 2012 founder arrested for naked.
Oh, my God. Have you watched the videos
I haven't
this?
Yet, but tell me about it because I know that Jason Russell, the director of the viral Kony 2012 video, watched 90 million times, and co-founder of the charity Invisible Children, is being held in a psychiatric ward after reportedly masturbating and running naked through the streets of San Diego. His wife, Danica, has blamed his breakdown on the tension and personal criticism the YouTube film has generated. Okay, so break it down for me. I keep hearing about it.
So, it broke over the weekend. You know the Kony video, right?
No. But why is it so popular?
Read how many views that got.
90 million.
Yes.
I was not one of those. Okay, so 90 million and one. I'll watch after the show. But tell me what it was. He was...
It's
for
it's
a politician,
Uganda.
Right?
There's this guy who's who pretty much kidnaps children and makes an army in Uganda.
Right, that
and
makes sense.
So the guy's name's Kony. So they made a whole film about this guy because they want to like capture this guy and stop him.
Right.
So they wanted to release this video so everyone knows what he looks like, who he is. So when they encounter this guy, they can stop him. Anyways, so there's a couple people that produced the film, and this is one of them, one of the guys. And it's funny because he was just like on the Today Show just recently doing all the circuit, talking all this stuff. But then there was criticism about the film saying, oh, this Kony guy already got ran out of town a long time ago. He's not really that powerful.
Oh, okay.
All this stuff. So he was getting a lot of criticism. So over the weekend, out of nowhere, you just start seeing all these like tweets and like, oh my God, the Kony guy got the producer of the Kony film got arrested in San Diego. He was masturbating and naked in public.
Why do people get drunk and want to masturbate and right away stuff? In public? Okay.
Oh no, you got to watch the video. This guy is not drunk.
He's not drunk? I assumed he was wasted or fucked up or something.
He's on something. He's on something or he really did have a like total meltdown.
We should post it on our site. The video, right?
Yeah, I'll show it to you right here. It's crazy.
I just did a deep sigh. I don't know why.
Why?
It's just like a deep breath, but it came out like a sigh. But I have nothing to sigh about.
Here,
okay.
Here's the video. Like, it looks like he's like maybe on mushrooms. I want to know. I've never done mushrooms, but I'm assuming this is what it would be like.
He's gonna start playing. Oh yeah. My God, he's naked and he's in front of a bunch of bushes.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, you know, people just go to TMZ. You can watch a bunch of videos of it. They have like three different angles.
Oh my God, it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's naked walking around in a bunch of bushes in beautiful San Diego, downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
Now he's in a psychiatric ward. That makes sense. We'll post it on our website.
Yeah.
Okay, but I kept hearing about it and I knew you'd know more. Okay, Bruce Jenner storms out on Kardashian mom.
I heard about this this morning.
In a sudden burst of anger, Bruce Jenner stormed out on his wife, Kris, after a blazing fight over fear she's turning their youngest daughters into Kardashian robots. The couple, married over 20 years, has been arguing over Kris arranging for their teenage daughters to be in a photo shoot for America's Next Top Model. Bruce caught a flight out of L.A. and wouldn't tell Kris where he was, although he returned several days later. The two are apparently still not talking.
I can see that, man. Like,
it's their daughters too. Like, at least like Kim and Courtney and Chloe were not his real daughters.
Yeah.
But these are like the daughters they gave birth to together, the younger ones.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, man. If you watch the show, you kind of feel bad for Bruce.
Yeah.
Because he's just kind of thrown to the wayside and not really listened to and stuff like that. And you can tell, like, he wants to keep the kids normal. But the mom, Kris, who I love, which I would love to have her as my manager one day.
Oh, shit. I need a manager.
You know, she's looking for opportunity, and there's a lot of opportunity right now to make money and things like that. So,
How is she exploiting the young ones? They want to model?
She's exploiting them, but she's definitely, like, their manager. And
right.
People want them to do photo shoots, you know? So then she's putting him out there.
Right, so. And he's like upset. Okay, I get that. Yeah. I get that.
I mean, they're
underage.
They're not.
Yeah, they're
not
like 14, 15. Yeah. Crazy. Kardashian robots. I love it.
But Kris Jenner, if you're listening, I would love for you to be my manager.
Right. Me too.
Please sign me to your agency if you have one.
I'd like to do it too.
I'll be on the Kardashian agency.
That'd be awesome. Okay, Meghan McCain does Daddy Proud in new Playboy interview. Conservative blogger Meghan McCain and almost first daughter is taking her father's Straight Talk Express in a new direction for the latest edition of Playboy, denying rumors she's a lesbian by stating, "I love sex and I love men. I'm strictly dickly." She also joked about nearly overdosing on Xanax before the 2008 election.
Wow.
Well, how's he going to feel about that? yeah, that's not so great. But that's pretty funny. I'm strictly dickly. I'm strictly dickly. That's what I'm going to say from now on.
So many things going on with campaigns. It's
I know.
So crazy. I watched a movie. I forget which channel it was on, but it was all about the Sarah Palin. Like, they had a ton of stars in it, like Woody Harrelson, all these people reenacting that whole campaign and all dealing with her and how she didn't know all this information and they were trying to teach her and all.
I want to see that. You mean the movie that just came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like on HBO or something.
Yeah.
And Julianne Moore plays Sarah Palin and she looks just like her.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I want to see it.
But like all this behind the stuff, things that people try to cover up because they want to look bad in public.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, you watched the movie?
I watched the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. It was good, huh?
Yeah, it was really good.
I really want to see it. There's lots of press about that right now. Sarah Palin, man, but she looks like a total idiot, right?
No, it's just she comes off extremely sheltered, like not really caring about worldviews.
Right.
Just she's all about Alaska. That's her hometown.
That's her hometown. She's governor of Alaska.
What she really cares about, the people of Alaska. And, you know, she didn't really care to like look too much further into anything else.
Right.
And then
she got thrown into it.
Yeah, she got thrown into it because she was a woman and they wanted, you know.
Right. But then, I mean, women are going to get it harder. They're going to get criticized more. And that she just wasn't.
She wasn't prepared.
She wasn't prepared. But like, who would have been prepared? Like, they didn't, you know, it was the last minute thing. And she's governor of Alaska. It's not like she's involved in a lot of national stuff, just in Alaska. Okay. I want to see it. Definitely. Okay. First virtual adult convention merges sex with World of Warcraft. I guess that's smart.
That's super smart.
From February 24th to 26th, over 8,000 people attended an adult entertainment expo. No news there, but this convention took place solely online, with those in attendance interacting through 3D avatars. The convention, similar to the online game Second Life, allowed stars and products to promote themselves in a virtual environment. The final day of the convention featured an award ceremony that gave out virtual trophies to the year's best porn studios, actors, films, viral clips, and sex toys.
What?
It's a first free adult convention. I'm going to an adult convention in Vegas next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm excited about that. I'm glad it's not virtual. I want to meet, touch people and look at them. And I don't want some avatar. But anyway, that must have been a big deal, that convention. And I'm excited for Vegas. We just booked it all. It's all happening.
I need to get you guys on some guest lists for some crazy, wacky parties?
Will you do that?
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, though. Is it kind of like anyone else going to be in Vegas? It's next week. You can email your friend right now?
I can just, I'll just tweet him, say, hey.
Hook my ass up.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Okay, we've got some emails.
Wait, Tuesday, Wednesday, you said?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, got it.
You're going to hook my ass up.
Well, pay attention to your Twitter if you want to get into
places. I'll pay attention to my Twitter. Oh, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily, and you can find Menace of White Menace.
Yes.
Okay, Menace, this is a question. We're going to go into emails now.
Okay.
Emails from the people. So thanks for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also email straight from the website, which is so easy, sexwithemily.com. Okay. This is Panty Dropper. What was that recipe for the Panty Dropper drink? Listen to you at work as much as I can. Thanks, Dan from Montgomery, Alabama. The Panty Dropper drink is a drink that Menace assumes or insists will drop panties.
It will.
And what's in it again?
All right.
It's really good. And I actually am not a good big drinker. And I was able to pound like three of them.
Well, you take, it's probably a different, how do I explain it? I'll just tell it to you because I'm going to tell you the recipe and people are like, oh, that's a da-da-da.
Forget it. This is our panty dropper. We don't care what people think.
All right. This is what you got. It's vodka.
Yep.
All right. Put a little extra in there. Maybe a double shot of vodka. Then you take some Canadian dry ginger ale.
Okay.
Pour it in there. And then you take a quarter lime, you squeeze it in there, and then take one little tiny drop, because people put in too much. Tiny drop of grenadine, and that's it. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. They're awesome. They're like amazing, amazing drinks.
Oh, I know what it was going to be. It's like a different variation of the Moscow Mule.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay. And it's so good that I love it. I can drink many of them, and they will drop panties. Although my panties I don't think drop that night, but whatever. Okay. Hey, Emily, love your show. You and Menace make a great team. I'd love to download your Kegel Camp app. Will it be available for Android phones? Oh, we need to make it for the Android phone. We just haven't done it yet.
I know.
It's Anna. She's a San Francisco premium member.
Anna.
We're in the process of developing a Droid version of Kegel Camp. It will be at least a few more months, but it will be well worth the wait. That's what I got to say to you. We just got to do it because Kegel Camp is my app in the iTunes store, and it's selling really well, and we just got to do a Droid thing.
I'm just telling you, people with iPhones get laid more. That's all I'm saying.
I love my iPhone.
It's science. It was proven.
It was proven in some study by the iPhone people.
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay. How to get back out there. That's the topic of this email. Yeah. Dear Emily, I was dating this girl who was younger than me. I'm 32. She's 22. We were dating for 4 years, but we did have our problems. The sex was great. She's a bigger girl. I guess I'm turned on by them. LOL. But New Year's Eve, we had a party at a friend's. I went down the road to hang out with other people for a few hours. And when I got back and found my girlfriend in bed with this other guy, passed out. I got a text later that day from her telling me we are not working out. She will not talk to me. I was so mad at her, I went to a pub crawl with this girl I got to talking to on a dating website. We hooked up, had a few drinks, went back to the hotel, and had the best sex I ever had. But after driving home myself, I just broke down and could not quit crying. Maybe if I could get the air cleared and find out what really happened from my ex. Emily, I'm a super shy guy. I never go up and talk to girls. Do you have any tips? Because now I'm single and want to get back out there and start dating again. I love the show. I get to download the free Friday one. Keep up the good work. And yes, women can give the best hand jobs ever. Thank you, Jimmy from Lebanon, Missouri. Oh, Jimmy, I'm sorry about this girl and you're crying and I feel so bad, but she's young. She's 10 years younger than you. She got messed up and she slept with a guy. And I'm glad that you're not asking me how to get back together with her, because it sounds like it's not the healthiest relationship. But you're asking me, you're telling me that you're shy and you want to know how to talk to girls. So that's actually our topic of the show today. Flirting techniques and how to approach women. So we can just get into that. But don't beat yourself up. I understand that you went out and hooked up with someone after. That's kind of a natural reaction. But we're going to give you some good tips how to start dating again.
Yeah, actually... small part of what you're talking about is in a movie. I forgot I saw a movie over the weekend too.
Oh my God. You had the craziest weekend.
Yeah. I saw 21 Jump Street.
Oh, was it good?
It was really good. It was really funny.
Oh.
Yeah. But it goes through some relationships of like people being shy and things like that. It was really good.
I
don't suggest you watch it.
Why?
Because you probably won't like it because it's funny and hilarious.
Oh, stop it. It's probably stupid and dumb.
No, it's not. It's really good.
Okay.
I think it's like 80% on Movie Phone or something.
Okay. I'll watch it in my short time. I've been watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
First season.
Yeah.
I love those ladies.
Crazy.
Who do you like the best?
I don't.
You don't like any of them?
Not that much. I like them all, but there's not one that stands out.
I like Madoff.
Maloof?
Maloof. Maloof. I love Maloof.
I just watched the one when she took him to Vegas.
Yeah, she's the real deal because she really got some money. She's not putting on a front.
Right.
You
she's
know?
Really got the money and planes and stuff to send him to Vegas. It was fun. Television. Okay, so here's some best ways to approach and flirt.
Okay.
Flirting advice for men, we'll start with. We got some advice for women, too. Eye contact is one of the best ways in trying to catch the attention of someone you are interested in. Now, this cuts back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Our poll, eyes are the first thing that someone mentions. 49% of people said that eyes are the first thing they mention, so you better make eye contact. Waving hello, saying hello, or simply smiling to that person is another friendly way to flirt. See, we're not going to give you any complicated pickup lines or anything. We're just telling you, smile, be confident, and it's a friendly way to flirt. Wave. Say hello.
Hi.
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 If conversation has already started, then give the person some compliments, as this is a sure way to let someone know you're interested in them. We love compliments, women. So if you're like, oh, that's a cool shirt, or do you always wear those earrings? Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, no, I'm not laughing at you. Right before I got to the show today, I saw one of my coworkers, and I go, oh, what do you do to your hair? Like almost in a bad way. And I go, no, I mean, I like it. I like it.
Right.
It looks good.
Yeah, that could be a backward comment. You're like, oh, you changed your hair, and then you don't say if it looks good or bad. But compliment something. Be like, that's a cool whatever watch or I don't know, whatever it is. We like compliments.
That's a nice Hermes bag.
Hermes bag, right. When flirting, become physical. It is important to not go overboard. So start by touching the person's hair or gently rubbing the top of the hand. Now, this is something that you have to do that when you already establish that you guys are connected, but it's good to like – do a little touchy thing, right away, like rub their hand or touch the person's hair. You got to be careful that she's not going to think you're creepy. You have to already have established conversation, but touching is a big indicator. If she doesn't punch you in the face, that you're pretty good
now
to go.
If a girl touches my arm or my hair, does she want to bone me?
There are studies that say if a woman playfully touches you somewhere, she's interested. Not that she's going
to
bone you then,
she
but she's showing that she's interested. She's down to pound town.
She's down to go to pound town. I like that.
Do you like that?
Do you share that outside the radio show? You don't with your friends?
I forgot.
I'm sure your friends would love it.
Down to pound town.
I'm about to take him to pound town.
I'm about to take him to pound town. I'm going to use that today at some point in my sentences. Okay, so that's for men. And I'm telling you, I'm going to get into some more stuff later, but it's like, just say hi, be confident, smile, you know, and just be playful and teasy and funny and be your confident self that you are with your friends. Just channel that guy that's comfortable. Like, whoever you're the most comfortable with, think about what you feel in your body. Like, before you go to the bar, close your eyes, feel it. Like, oh, I'm hanging out with men. It's my best friend. And then you can bring that level of comfort into meeting someone. Okay, flirting advice for women. If this person is someone that you don't know, you should start flirting by making eye contact. So both people should make eye contact, both men and women. It's usually a common signal without using words telling someone that you're interested in them. Smiling at that person is also a great signal when trying to communicate. If you know this person, then occasional words, same things. Playful teasing is a fun way to flirt. So same advice for men and women. Playfully tease, smile, make eye contact. These are the basics.
And then also just remember stuff.
Right.
Just remember things. Oh, my God.
You're like, oh, wait, so you're from Ohio. Where'd you – yeah, what was
women
that like?
Love
was
that.
It freezing? They do love that.
Yeah.
Women love when you remember things.
I'm not saying that Christina Perry was into me. Christina Perry is a beautiful Italian woman, an amazing singer, right? But I follow her on Instagram, and she's a huge Instagram fan. And she happened to be doing a private show for my work, and it was really, like, really, really close to the Instagram offices. So I called up my friends at Instagram, and I said, hey, I'm about to go meet Christina Perry right now. And they know that she's a fan. So they gave me a bunch of stuff to give to her. And then when I met her, I was like, oh, yeah, I know you're really into Instagram.
That's so
check
cool
out
you did
stuff.
That.
Yeah, and she was like super hyped off it. And then I talked about all these times that I saw her at different places in different areas and stuff like that and just like described her performances.
So did you guys go to Pound Town after that?
No, but like I left the room and one of like the bosses was saying like she was going on and on about you. Like she was like really into you. I'm not joking because of all these things that I remembered about her.
Right.
You know?
That's cool.
Like,
that's so
that
true. We want to know. Like I'm telling you my ex used car salesman from LA. He's not really a used car salesman, but Menace thinks
he
looks like one.
Why you always have to throw it in there to say
because
he was.
He's not a used car salesman. But he was so good at being like, oh yeah, like the time you were 6 years old. Like I would tell him a story and he would always be like, well, you were like that when you were six because he remembered some story I told him about when I was younger. There's a lot to be said to bringing up. You know, I know guys want to talk about themselves or women, you know, but a lot of men like tell their stories. If you can bring it back to her and something you remember, that's a huge one. Like, just shows that you're a listener and women want men to listen. It's very important. Okay. Now, these are some questionable ones. Should you buy her a drink? Menace always says no.
You don't, unless she came with you to the club, fellas, do not buy her a drink.
Don't use the offer as your icebreaker. Instead, make the offer once she's shown some interest. What do you think about that? If she shows interest, you're touching, she touches your wrist, then you can buy her a drink.
No, because the bitch is just doing that because she wants a free drink.
Well, I would wait until you're talking to her for at least a half hour to buy her a drink.
Duh. No.
Did you just burp?
No. That was the sound effect that I just did.
Okay. Boldly ask her to buy you a drink in a joking manner. This is unexpected and funny, which makes an icebreaker. What if you ask her for a drink? This is just a suggestion. You're like, hey, want to buy me a drink?
Some girls that are like really cool, they'll do that. They'll buy you a drink. And then if they buy you a drink, then yeah, you could buy them drinks for the rest of the night. Because that shows that she's really cool.
Right.
And then that should be something that you should talk to.
Right. That's true. But I wouldn't want a guy to be like, buy me a drink. But
yeah,
that
because that's you. You don't want anybody. You don't want to buy anybody anything.
No, I don't
want
to buy anyone anything. Okay. Ask to borrow a chair or if any empty seats are taken at her table if it's at a crowded bar. Asking to borrow a chair, it's an honest excuse to ask at least one question and start up a conversation. When she says that nobody's using the chair, thinking you're going to whisk it away to another table, sit down in it and start chatting her up. Warning, this can backfire.
Yes, it can.
When you sit down next to her, immediately mention that this must be your lucky day because not only did you find a seat, but it happened to be right next to hers and smile. Okay, so this might really bum
that's
me out
creepy.
If I do that. I think that's creepy.
It's a little creepy.
I would just take the chair and borrow it. These are some suggestions we got, but I don't think that that's a good one. Mm-hmm. I think that when a man just invades you, I mean, never invade her space and be like, hey, how are you? If she's talking to her friend, like there's so many times I'm at a bar with a friend and a guy tries to hit on us and it's just annoying. So you might not have an in at that moment, but maybe if the friend goes up and goes to the bathroom, you could be like, hey, how's your night? Can I borrow this chair? But don't sit down and just start talking.
Yeah.
So that's bad advice. Ask for her name. A genuine smile to accompany the delivery of this question is crucial. Once you know her name, repeat it. Not only so you don't forget it, because it means that you're focused on her. It makes it more personal. So that's what we're saying about remembering things. You're like, so, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm always surprised because I always forget people's names like the first three times. But if a guy remembers it and they're like, oh, you're Emily, that means a lot.
Dude, I forget people's names all the time.
So do I. It's terrible. I'm just like, oh, nice to see you. And I don't say their names because it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay, compliment her. You can compliment an article of clothing, the way she's put together her outfit, her hair, etc. Make sure your compliment is unique. So don't be like, you look hot. Point out something specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask her a question. Use open-ended questions, which usually begin with words what, how, and why. What, why, and how. Have at least one other open-ended question ready, or preferably more than one. So, you know, so what bring, you know, not like a yes or no question, but like, so why do you like coming to this bar? Or how do you?
I'd be like, this bar is terrible. Why do you like being here?
Don't do that.
You should leave.
Okay.
You and I together.
Now. ASAP.
Yeah.
Get in my car. Yeah, you can do that. What's the best thing that works for you, Menace? I guess nothing really works for you.
Nothing really works for
I'm
me?
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
I'm totally kidding.
Just. What situation? Is it a bar situation or
yeah.
The bar situation? I know it sounds really weird. Just be in the area of the person that you want to talk to.
Okay.
This is the approach I take. Everyone has their different approach. Just be in the area because if it's an attractive woman that you're trying to fire on, a bunch of guys are going to come up. Right. And be dickheads.
Right.
And then you're just going to be the guy that slides right in like, oh, man, those guys are a bunch of dicks. Right.
Right.
And then you just start your conversation from there.
Okay.
That's what I do. I usually take my time and
right.
Just don't fire on them right away.
Yeah, exactly. Just take your time.
Well, I have this a different approach.
We have some things here about how to be a good wingwoman, wingman.
All right.
We get into a little bit of that. A good wingman will give you confidence when approaching groups of women. He'll run interference when necessary and stop other men and the occasional jealous friend from ruining your pickup. He'll laugh at your jokes. He can be a contrast to show that you're a good guy so he can be the dick.
Mm-hmm.
A morally questionable technique where a guy intentionally acts like an asshole so his friend can impress the girl by being disapproving. A wingman often takes one for the team. So what do you think about a wingman? Have you ever used a wingman?
He jumps on grenades. I'm usually the wingman.
Right?
I never have.
I'm a wingwoman.
Yeah, I don't really ever have my friends be my wingman.
Yeah, you don't need it.
No, I'm good.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm usually the wingman, and I build up my friend's confidence.
That's
I'm like,
what you
yo,
gotta
just
do.
Just go talk to her.
Just go. Sometimes some guys, so I was going to talk to our listener, who's Jimmy, who wants to get back out there. Bring one of your buddies along. He'll keep conversation flowing, and he'll build you up. So never, as the wingman, you never do anything that portrays your friend in a negative light. And you know your buddy's accomplishments and positive traits that separate him from the other guys, including yourself. I used to do this for my friend. She was really nervous to date after her divorce. And she literally became a mute around men. She was a mute. She couldn't talk. So I would go out with her on dates and be like, oh, my God, did you know that she used to do this, this, and this? And I would help her because she couldn't get the words out. Know when it's time to isolate. If things are going well, it might be time to give them some extra space. Women often go out in groups and don't like leaving their girlfriends hanging. Keep her friends occupied so she doesn't feel obligated to leave your friend and go back to her
group. Yeah, I got
to
talk to those hoes all night.
Exactly. But if you're a wingman, you're going to talk to the girls and keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Okay, never fight over a girl with your friends. The worst possible two things guy can do is spend the entire night fighting over the same girl. This makes both of you look foolish and neither one of you impress her. So if your friend begins talking to a woman, unless he decides he's not interested, you do not attempt to steal her from him. This is just like the bro move, right?
Yeah.
This is just like
it's
bros before hoes.
Guy code, man.
It is total guy code. So one of the most important rules of the wingman is to be there for his buddy when he gets turned down. So you got to give support. So that's what we got for you on wingman and dating and approaching and all that stuff.
Do you have anything else you want to add or no? I'm trying to think.
What do you think, man? It's like I think and being a good wing woman is the same exact thing. I do the same thing for my friends. I build her up. I know that my sole purpose is to help her find someone. And there's a lot of people who are shy. And I think if you're a shy guy or a shy woman listening to this, that you should next time you go out, bring a friend who's maybe occupied or is attached and have that friend help you start the conversation. Yeah. And it really – sometimes you just bat at the icebreaker. Sometimes you get nervous and you stop yourself. So bring a friend along. It's not a stupid idea. It's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. And look up some jokes. People like jokes. People like funny.
Like what kind of jokes? Like knock-knock jokes?
No. Just like funny. Just
dirty?
Just funny things.
Or don't tell dirty jokes. Don't tell racist jokes. Yeah. And don't tell sexist jokes.
Yeah, yeah. But like some commentary that you might have heard from, you know, the Colbert Report or something. Yeah. About like current events.
Current events is a really good thing.
A funny spin on current events or like something funny. Women love funny, correct?
Right. Women like funny.
Yeah, but you got to know if you're funny or not because some people are
Maybe your friend's funny and then they can make you seem funnier if you bring a wingman. But yeah, you got to be funny or you got to just be interesting. Like, throw things out of left field that she doesn't expect to hear. Like, I mean, that she doesn't hear all the time. Like, don't be like, where are you from? What are you doing? But like, come up with like, oh my God, I saw the coolest thing last night. I mean, you can tell a story about what you did, but then bring it back to her. This is a big mistake that men make is they just make it all about them. And they're like, she's going to be really impressed by the fact that I did this thing last night. But she's not. For like a second she is. But then you got to bring it back to her. So what did you do last night?
Yeah.
So you can tell your story, but always bring it back to her, especially at the beginning. It's not that it's always going to be about her, but at the beginning, make it about her. Mm. Right?
Yeah. And then also, you know, I memorize a lot of random facts about the city or the area that I'm in. I go, oh, yeah. Did you know on this street that they had a
Earthquake.
No. You know, just things like that.
That's
you know this street, they invented the slot machine? Did you know they invented the slot machine in San Francisco?
No.
On the street that I work on?
I didn't know that.
And it's illegal to have a slot machine in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that ironic?
That is ironic. That's very ironical.
And they invented the electric television on my street, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big
deal. And I work in the building where they have the oldest running broadcasting radio station in the world.
Wow, Menace. That's
Are you impressed?
Yeah,
do you want to sleep?
Now I want to bone you. I want to bone you. We got to go because I'm going to bone Menace. No, but things like that are interesting. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.